We would like to wish everybody a good morning and welcome to the 2018 Southwestern Athletic Conference Football Media Day here at the Birmingham Marriott. My name is Santoria Black. I'm a member of the SWAC Digital Network, and of course, I will be moderating and leading this year's event. Today's event will be live on the stream. You can go on to the website, www.swac.org. It'll be on the SWAC Digital Network. It will appear on the brand new launched website through Sidearm Sports. So make sure that you go out and you tell everybody about it. Also, the official hashtag of the event will be hashtag SWACMD18. Again, it's hashtag SWACMD18. So be sure to post all your photos and updates from today's events on that social media platform and all your social media platforms with that hashtag. All right, at this time, of course, this year we have new coaches in the Southwestern Athletic Conference. And what we're going to do is that each coach will introduce themselves. I'll ask them a question, and we'll keep on going right on down the line. So our first coach that we're going to talk to is head coach from Alabama State.
Donald Hill Ealy, Alabama State.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about this. You had great success last year. What are some things that you're going to do in order to maintain that coming into this year?
Well, you know, we've already started with off-season conditioning. We've got about 100 young men on campus and finishing up summer school and getting ready to report to camp on August 2nd.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. Our next coach from Alcorn State.
Fred McNair, Alcorn State.
Coach, of course, you've been in the SWAC championship game a number of years. What are some differences this year that you're really telling your guys about?
Well, I guess the biggest thing is that, you know, just to push forward and just maintain execution when you're out there on the football field. That's the biggest thing that we got to emphasize as a coaching staff to get those guys going and just to play a little bit harder than they've been playing.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. And, of course, from Jackson State University.
Tony Hughes, head coach of the Jackson State Tigers.
Coach, you made a big addition this year on the offensive side of the football, and what things have you been able to implement so far?
Well, we're really excited about the direction of our offense and our football team. We look forward to running the air raid offense this year in the Southwestern Athletic Conference.
Thanks a lot, Coach.
Vincent Dancy, Mississippi Valley State Football.
Coach, of course, this is your first year at Mississippi Valley. What are some things that you're telling your guys about as far as your philosophy going into this year?
Just want to be great at everything we do, on and off the field. Just giving them that mindset of we just want to be champions at everything we do, whether it's in the classroom, on the field, and off the field, just being champions.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Coach from Grambling State.
Good morning. My name is Broderick Fobbs. It's a pleasure to be here.
Coach Fobbs, of course, you've been to the mountaintop, and you guys will have a lot of great guys coming back. What are some things that you're telling your guys that you'll need to do to go back?
Well, I mean, it never gets easier. You know, there's a lot of really good coaches and good players in this league, and at the end of the day, you know, you all start at the starting line at the same place, so there's no advantage just because of what you've done previously. So we have to go back to the drawing board and do what we've always done and do it a little bit better, and that's just the way we go about doing things.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Prairie View A&M University.
Eric Dooley. Once again, good morning. Our head football coach at Prairie View A&M University.
Coach Dooley, you've been an assistant coach. What things will you take from being an assistant coach now as being a head coach and implementing those things?
Well, I think everything that you do is a learning experience. I think you can learn what to do and what not to do. And fortunate enough, I've been under some good guys, some good leadership. Of course, one of the guys that are here on the stage right here, I had the opportunity to work under Coach Fobbs for 4 years, and I thought that gave me a lot of experience. And not mention Coach Pete Richardson, I spent 13 years with him, so a lot of things that I've learned and throughout those years I think is going to help me in this first year as being a head coach.
Thank you very much, Coach. From Southern University.
Dawson Odoms, head coach, Southern University. Go Jags.
Coach Odoms, of course, Southern University, you guys have had some great luck with quarterbacks, and you bring back a stable of quarterbacks this year. Talk a little bit about some of the things that you're telling them coming into this year that they need to do.
Well, really all we look at is a guy that can not make mistakes, just be a commander of the football game. We don't ask them to be a hero. We just ask them to take what the defense gives them and make the right decisions. And whatever quarterback is going to start for us this year, those are some of the characteristics that we look for, and we're excited about the young man that we have.
Thanks a lot, Coach. From Texas Southern.
Coach Michael Haywood, Texas Southern University.
Coach, what is one thing that you're telling your guys about during the off season that they need to do to get ready?
Well, we have to make sure that we're attentive to detail. We have a running program that's at 5:30 in the morning. We have weightliftings 1, 3, and 5. We're asking for 100% participation so that we can develop a bond, because we have so many new guys that are within our program, may it be high school or junior college or Division I transfer. So we have to develop a bond.
Thank you very much. And another one of our new coaches in the Southwestern Athletic Conference, Cedric Thomas.
Cedric Thomas, head football coach, University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff.
Coach Thomas, you return home. What does that mean to you?
Oh, it means everything to me. If you hadn't seen the press conference, it's actually the place that saved my life. I had great mentorship, old school coaches who really laid a foundation for me, not only on the field, but have given me a skill set to be able to survive out here in life. So that's the exact same thing that I'll be implementing, is changing the culture and creating a mindset in which we did at Alcorn State down with Coach Mack to lay the foundation for success on and off the field.
Coach, thank you so much. At this time, we will now unveil the 2018 All-SWAC preseason football teams and awards. Ballots were cast by each university's head coach and sports information director. 49 players were named to this year's preseason teams, with several returning players that earned all-conference honors at the conclusion of the 2017 season. Should a player that was named to the first team during that postseason not return, the second-team player for that position was elevated to the first team. Players were ranked in their position based on the number of votes that they received. Let's begin with the offensive award winners. First of all, the voters' choice for SWAC preseason offensive player of the year is senior P.J. Simmons from Alcorn State University. After providing one of the most efficient work rates in the nation and aiding Alcorn State to its fourth straight SWAC Eastern Division title, the running back made the most of his split work with his teammates and All-SWAC first team selection DeLance Turner, as Simmons averaged 8.6 yards per carry to total 80 carries for 687 yards and 7 touchdowns. Joining Simmons on the preseason first team offense are Alcorn State quarterback Noah Johnson, Arkansas Pine Bluff running back Keyshawn Williams, offensive lineman Mustafa Ibrahim, Alcorn State, Jeremiah Abbey from Southern University, William Waddell and Kyle Davis, both of Grambling State, and Corbin Finlayson from Prairie View A&M. Wide receivers Quinn McElfrish from Mississippi Valley State and Daryl Clark from Grambling State, plus tight end Jordan Jones from Grambling State University. Now switching to the defensive side of the football, the voters' choice for the SWAC preseason Defensive Player of the Year award is Grambling State University's Darius Christmas. After ranking among the best in the conference in several categories, including tackles, which he had 88, tackles for loss, 17.5, sacks 4.5, and 2 forced fumbles. The senior linebacker was a 2-time SWAC Defensive Player of the Week in 2017 and realized a breakout performance during the 2016 Southwestern Athletic Conference Football Championship when he was named the most valuable player in the Tigers' 27-20 victory over Alcorn State University, where he had 12 tackles in that ball game. Joining Christmas on the preseason first-team defense were a trio of defensive linemen from Grambling State University, Linwood Banks, Lallen Clark, and Brandon Varner, as well as Alabama A&M defensive lineman Vernon Mullen, linebackers Patrick Harbin from Mississippi Valley State, and Trey Farrell from Alcorn State, defensive backs Dylan Hamilton from Alabama A&M, Andre Augustine from Southern, Ja'Anthony Parker from Prairie View, and Percy Cargo from Grambling State University. Kicker Mark Orozco from Grambling State, punter Jamie Gillian from Arkansas Pine Bluff, and return specialist Williams, Arkansas Pine Bluff, were each tabbed as first team selections for special teams. Williams was the lone player in the conference to double as a first team selection for two positions, running back and return specialist. The standings order of finish remained the same from the previous season. In the Eastern Division, four-time defending champion Alcorn State University tallied 95 points as it was named the preseason favorite to win the East once again. Alabama State was selected to finish second with 72 points, while Jackson State University received 55 points, followed by Alabama A&M with 51 and Mississippi Valley State with 27. In the Western Division, reigning two-time SWAC champion Grambling State was chosen as the overall favorite after amassing a conference-best 96 points in the voting. Southern was selected second after it received 78 points. Prairie View A&M followed in third place with 65 points, while Texas Southern University had 31 and Arkansas Pine Bluff with 30 rounded out the order of the predicted finish.